Blog Talk Radio.
Now it's time for some mind, body, and soul food with host Tanya Parker.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul Food. This is your host, Tanya Parker, here to dish up some deliciously delectable consciousness-raising creations for your mind, body, and soul. I'd like to thank the absolutely glorious Gay Adegbolola, who brought us in, as she always does, with Hungry Woman Blues. And we know that we have just the thing for the Hungry Woman and Hungry Man Blues on this show, where on first and second Sundays at 6, we serve up a big dish on natural and holistic healing to feed your mind, body, and soul. Well, first of all, I would like to share with you a little bit about myself. Spirit has called me to work within my practice and ministry, Mind, Body, and Spirit Works, to facilitate expression of one's highest self through divinely inspired and assisted holistic healing, teaching, coaching, and writing services. And my healing table has served up a lot of different offerings over the past few decades. There I go, aging myself again. And I have to say one of my absolute favorite is Mind, Body, and Soul Food, which has provided an opportunity each month to feed our listeners with mind, body, and soul nourishing information as we give voice to the vision of some incredibly gifted holistic healers and light workers from all around the country and actually all around the globe since we have gone international. I would like to thank all of you listeners who support the show, and thank you to those who tuned in for our last episode, which actually was a month ago on the first Sunday in April, and it featured Rosemary Bredesen, the scientific mystic. And talk about amazing, someone who combines science and mysticism. She was wonderful. And if you didn't get a chance to listen in, please check it out on demand. We had talked about it on the show, and anytime we have one of our first Sunday shows when we offer messages, often, even if you don't call in, and because we are all one and part of the great collective consciousness, if you have been guided somehow to listen in during that period of time and you hear someone with a message, often that message may have something in it for you as well. And we did not have our show on the second Sunday. That was to be Healing with Sacred Dance with my dear friend Ermina Ulysses. And unfortunately, I was seriously under the weather and unable to speak. I know those who hear me yap away all the time must have been grateful for the little rest that I gave them for several days when I could barely get above a croak, if that. But we have rescheduled Ermina for the second Sunday in June, and we're looking forward to that and all the other great shows that we have going on. Now, tonight, we have scheduled a powerhouse, and she is not yet on the line, and I haven't heard from her yet, so I'm hoping that it will be just a short delay before she gets to us. Ifolade Tashia Ashanti is on the West Coast, and I know she has some other happenings going on today, and, you know, I first heard of her about 10 years ago, and I've followed her career over the years, and she has inspired me immensely. And I am really thrilled that she readily said yes to serving as guest on the show. And so hopefully I will see that West Coast number pop up soon. But before we do that, I just want to share some things that are happening in my world to give you a little reminder of. My website is Mind, Body, and Spirit Works. With an S, .com. My email is Tanya at mindbodyandspiritworks.com. And so please contact me. Check out my website for more information about my healing services, including my blog, Mind, Body, and Soul Food Meanderings, which is on Blogger, and I really enjoy doing that. I also will be posting soon an advertising for my day-long Women's Retreat on September 13th. That is Mind, Body, and Soul Food Buffet of Healing. And that will be held in Ashton, Maryland. Also, I will be at the Awareness and Awakening Retreat outside of Baltimore in Reisterstown. That's put on by Lisa Ray Brooks. That is the weekend of July 11th, 12th, and 13th, I believe, and there are many wonderful offerings there, so if you're interested in that retreat, you can contact me and I will forward the information to you. Also, on my website, you can see links for books and products to support your mind, body, and spirit. You'll see other classes I may be offering. I know I have a Reiki 1 class coming up soon. You can find out information about getting my meditation CD, and I've pretty much sold out of the hard copies, so you will be able to access it digitally. And very soon I'll be announcing some wonderful news about my upcoming young adult novel and how to get a hold of that. So stay tuned for that. Now, I've always learned that you have to have Plan B. And it's been interesting over the course of 4 years since I've been doing this show. There have been times in which I have, I'm double tasking here by sending in a number to someone, in which the person has been a little late coming on the line, and life happens. We know that. Life happens. So I just heard from Tashia, bless her, and she will be on with us very shortly. And so I just want to let you all know, the show is called Music, Messages, and More, because this woman has so much wonderful, wonderful to offer to the world, so much that she has going on. So we just couldn't limit it to messages. So here she is. I'd love to give a nice, warm mind, body, and soul food welcome to Ifolade Tashia Ashanti. That's a mouthful.
Blessings.
Sis, are you there?
Family. Yes, I
Hello,
am.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, blessings. I am doing amazing. I'm at the Mana Festival here in San Diego, and we just got off the stage literally seconds ago doing an incredible, incredible performance of our music.
Wow.
And it was
I
awesome.
Knew you were there.
What a great lead-in. Yes, I'm so honored, though, to be here with your family and your audience. And to share the medicine with this group specifically is really an honor and a privilege.
Thank you much. Now, I don't know if you were able to hear early on that I said I've been following you for 10 years, so I'm kind of like a little stalker here. And you probably weren't even...
Oh, my goodness.
Sometimes we don't even know how we impact people. We have no idea. I mean, we may get feedback from folks that, oh, I heard this or I read that or I enjoyed this class. But there are times when, you know, we just don't know who has heard what and how they've been impacted by it. So I'm here to tell you that you have been inspiring me for over a decade now. So thank you.
Thank you. I received that. And kudos to you for your fine work and the many, many people that you touch in your journey and heal in your journey. And we are so appreciative of that. We can't have enough spirits, you know, human spirits like yourself. We need more so that the planet can get
healed. Yes, I agree. Well, you know, talk about a smorgasbord of services. If you could just share with our listeners who you are and what do you serve at your healing table?
Ashe. Well, my name, of course, is Ifolade Tashia Asante, and I am first and foremost a healer. I'm a priestess in the Yoruba Ifa tradition and have practiced that medicine for the last 18 years. And I founded a national spiritual community called the I Teach Love Institute via Ile Ori Teaches Love. That is my community, my Orisha community. And so I've been able to initiate some 100 priests to the tradition here in this country.
Wow.
And in the process, of course, heal myself, because when you help others get healed, you get healed in the process if you do the work right. And I'm an author of 5 books. One of them I co-authored with my spiritual partner, Pink Dewberry.
Yes.
2 novels and 2 self-help books, The Sacred Door, The Master Breakthrough. Those are the 2 self-help books. And then 2 novels, The Seer, Legacy of Stone and Spirit, and then the sequel, The Bones Do Talk. And so just a long, and all this stuff that I'm talking about just means that, like, I'm a dinosaur. And I've been doing the work very, very long. So forgive the longevity here. It just means I've been alive a long time and been obedient to spirit in terms of what I've been told to do. Some of your listeners may know that in 2004, I made a full foray into the world of television and co-starred on a reality TV show and broke ground as the first Yoruba priestess to be on a primetime television show, which was called The Mad Mad House. And it was a show about creating cultural tolerance and basically taking a look at how the lens that we see people who are different from us.
Yes.
You know, looking at that lens and looking at how sometimes we miss-see based on our own filters or lack thereof. And now I am working with Noble Trinity Music Label. We're signed to that label, and we are bringing our music as medicine. We've started a national tour called the Music as Medicine Tour, and we take our specific brand of healing through the vehicle of music, spoken word, and ceremony. And we just do ritual on stages across the world, and that is what spirit has guided us to do. And in the meantime, I do readings for people, and I've read thousands of people, of course, in my career. And just doing what spirit tells me to do, being obedient. Spirit says show up for a Sister Tanya show. And so I'm very honored to be able to be here.
Wonderful. Well, definitely that is a lot that you offer as you are obedient to spirit. And, you know, you mentioned various media that you use in terms of expressing your art, and that's amazing. And you know, I was reading your Facebook page the other day, and I saw a comment about one of your books and how it really is prophetic. And you said this is not the first time that this has happened. Would you like to share with us about that?
Yes. Some of the world may know that 200 Nigerian girls were kidnapped by human traffickers a week and a half ago and sold on the black market for dollars. And their parents are, of course, devastated. The world is responding now. Human rights organizations are responding. And when that story hit the news media, I got a call, and like someone's like, oh, my God, you had this in your book. Like, you wrote about this exact scenario in your book. You know, did you see it? Did you feel it? And I don't know the answer to that question, if it was, in fact, an intuitive message or whatever. But what I do believe is that Spirit saw it coming, the way that things were going, that if, you know, radical measures weren't taken to address human trafficking. Because when I, years and years ago, I actually was trying to make a movie about human trafficking. I was touching on the subject of female circumcision or female genital mutilation, a practice that was being done in certain regions of Africa, and had joined a movement there to try to help in that and tap in through that vehicle to the human trafficking market. And so through that, learned so much about what has now become an epidemic, both in third world countries or first world countries, and now in America. Mm-hmm. Trafficking is hitting America in alarming numbers. And law enforcement are doing great things to try to stop it and, you know, free these young people who are caught in the throes of it. But it's very different in places like Africa or the Middle East or Asia, because they don't have the laws that can support their, you know, their freedom.
Right.
They're really operating under a different, right, as you know, under a different justice system. But anyway, this story I wrote in the book called The Seer, Legacy of Stone and Spirit, it actually centers around a Nigerian girl named Olokun, who is kidnapped by a trafficker and who finds herself in the middle of 200, that exact number, schoolgirls.
Wow.
Who have also been kidnapped. And then the heroine of my story, Violet Brown, who is a psychic, begins to dream of this little girl who's being kept in a warehouse, who's been, literally been brought from Africa to America and is being held in a warehouse, and she's being told through psychic messages that she has to help free these children. So you can imagine my shock, you know, when that this story hit the media. And so my hope is that some of the medicine in that book will spread.
Yeah.
Because in the book, it is the prayers of the elders. It is unknown allies within the militia that step up and do what is right. And I'm hoping that that dynamic will take place to free these young people, free these young girls from their captors,
Yes.
But yeah, I dreamed it, I felt it, I saw it, I knew it on a solar level, and I mean S-O-U-L-A-R, that it could come to this, and it has, and I'm not sure why it was Nigeria, the place that I chose for the backdrop of this novel, but maybe, yes, I did see it in some spiritual realm, but I hope that it ends as positively as it did in my book.
Wow. From your lips to God's ears on that one.
Yeah.
You don't just write novels. You said you've written self-help, and you also write poetry. And I enjoy reading your poems and inspirations as well. And I would love if you would be able to let our listeners hear one of your pieces, if you're able to do that right now. I know you have a lot of things going on in the background.
Yes, I should be. It'll take me just a couple minutes to pull something up, but I think I may have something here on this apparatus that I can speak. Yes, it's fit for you. And we may have to do it, like, in the back half of the show so I can plug in the laptop and pull it up and that kind of thing.
Gotcha. Not a problem. We can be flexible here.
Okay. So as soon as my my manager comes back, I'll still go and get the laptop booted, and then I'll have it in front of me in like 15, 20 minutes.
Okay. Okay. Great. You mentioned your I call your partner in crime, but there is no crime in what you all do. Your partner in creation, Jacqueline Kennedy, and folks know her as Pink or Pink Dewberries. And I know you two perform and collaborate together, and you're part of that Music as Medicine tour. And so is she able to get on the line with us?
I'm going to send her a text right now and ask her to call in just a moment. We are I'm sending her a text as we speak. We are speaking at a conference this weekend. And so it was a little tricky to coordinate how to break from the healing work to be able to come and participate, but we could not miss your show. I had the opportunity to listen in on a couple of your shows, and they have just been so phenomenal. And your guests are always just A-list, you know, just great spirits.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I think I'm in a quieter place now, too, so we can hear a little
Most
bit better.
Definitely. Yes, yes. Well, in the meantime, I do want to remind our listeners that you are part of the many hats that you wear. One of the many hats is as a very powerful intuitive, and you will be providing messages for our callers. And just to remind folks that the call-in number is 917-889-7806. Again, that's 917-889-7806. We already have some folks queued up. And just want to remind folks, if you do want to speak to the host, that's what they tell you, meaning if you want to comment or ask for a message, then press 1. And that way I will know, as I am womaning the switchboard, if you actually want your phone unmuted so you can speak with us. All righty.
That sounds great. And Jacqueline is in just a couple minutes. And who is on with us now is the CEO of the music label that I am signed to, and just a phenomenal, phenomenal sister who is bringing this medicine through the music. And really believes in the work that we've been called to do. And she's also here and can share a little bit about the vision and the mission of this music of Ifala Day and Pink Dewberries. And Ifala Day, the name, I just want to share with the listeners, is a very special name because it was given to me by one of my master teachers, the late Chief Kofi Zanu Metohochi Ibaye, who was one of our front runners in African spirituality. He was initiated back in the 1960s and was among the first African Americans to get this medicine and knew that it would be a healing force among the many healing forces for people of African descent and people of color and people of conscience. And so he gave me that name, and Ifala Day means Ifa is my crown. And one of the things he told me when he initiated me was that he said, I want you to always remember, no matter what people say or do, that Ifa is your crown, that, you know, and that you wear the crown. And and I tell you, Tanya, there's some days that I have to stay focused on that, because you cannot do this work on the level that you or I or other healers are being called to without the resistance. In fact, the resistance is the confirmation. It's the kind of, you almost have to celebrate when you get the resistance to your work, because it is a confirmation that you are doing powerful work. Because all those who are truly, you know what I'm saying, come to make shift on the planet were faced with resistance.
Yes.
And so being two-spirit, you know, same gender-loving African woman, you know, I faced that. And some have told me that I did not have a place at the table because of that. And it was my elders' words, Ifala Day, to remember that I wear the crown. that have allowed me to continue and stay strong on my mission for myself and my daughter and my grandchildren and all those who, you know, are gatekeepers, you know, for humanity and for the planet Earth. So it's very, very important that we remember that. Ashe.
Ashe. Now, your producer, is there a number I'm looking for, or are you going to turn the phone over?
Let's see. I'm actually texting. Oh, they just text me. She just texted me and asked me, how do you get in to talk? So I tell her, press 1 to be put into the queue.
Yes.
Hold on.
I see several numbers, and I'm just not sure which one is her number.
All right, I just sent press 1. So she should be joining you, and you should see that. And it should be a 310-849-0150.
Okay,
number.
Yes. Then I am unmuting the phone now. Hello, you're live on Mind, Body, and Soul Food.
Hello. Thank you so much. This is Dee Pepper Massey. I'm sorry about that. I was trying to figure out how to get here.
How are you doing?
I'm excellent. I was listening to this wonderful program.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you could call in. And you are to tell us a bit more about the Music as Medicine Tour.
What? You know, Ifeanyi and Pink Newberries and Noble Trinity Music is all about conscious music. The music not only has to entertain, but it has to inspire, uplift, and empower. And so with Ifeanyi and Pink Newberries, they were the perfect fit for Noble Trinity Music because that's exactly what they do. So as we've moved forward and they've put out more and more music, it's been our job now to just get it distributed and have as many people as possible hear it to counteract some of the other things that they're hearing. I think you know what I mean.
Oh, I know what you mean. Indeed. Okay, so my question for you, Dee Pepper Massey, is when are they coming to the East Coast?
Well, we actually have a tour stop that's tentatively scheduled in New York coming up. So we're going to get you the firm information for that once it's fully booked.
June 6th and 7th, we will be in New York City.
Okay.
All right, in Brooklyn.
Yes, Saturday, June 7th, we will be with the Writers in Bloom Poetry Salon, and we will be performing at the New York Foundation for the Arts on the Music Tour. And we will be with Imani Rashid, phenomenal sister, front runner again, groundbreaker, and we will be doing a session on Kwanzaa as a force for creating a sustainable LGBT community.
Wonderful.
And they can look at the dates at reverbnation.com/Ifeanyi Day.
Ifeanyi Day, for the readers or the listeners. If you want to hear the music as well, you can see the video, hear the music, and see the updated schedule on reverbnation/Ifeanyi Day, Ifeanyi Day. Thank you.
Your phone, because you have a party going on over there.
Hello, are you all there?
We are.
I am so sorry. My phone died, and so I just had to quickly pick up the second extension. That happened once in a blue moon, and of course it had to be the blue moon in which I didn't have the other extension right beside me. So the last I heard, you all were making sure. Oh, okay. But I did want to repeat, because there was a little interference, the website in which people could get your schedule and also sample your music. That was reverbnation.com. Was that it?
Forward slash.
Okay, Ifeanyi Day. Ifeanyi Day. Wonderful. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for letting us know about the tour. And please make sure you let me know so that I can put it on my show's Facebook page so that folks on the East Coast can enjoy the Music as Medicine tour.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
And thank you for having us on.
Oh, sure. You are most welcome. All right. So, you know, I never asked you. I call you so many different names. And so do you prefer to be called Ifolade or, you know, I've gone back and I've called you Tashia. What would you prefer to be called?
Ifolade is like pretty much what everybody calls me.
Okay. All right. Then that it shall be. We have some callers, and I want to make sure that folks make a good use of the time. And so I want to streamline things. If you can explain to our listeners how the process will work, what do you need to know from them to be able to provide a message or reading for them?
Just their first name is fine. And if I hear their voice a little bit, that should be plenty. So they tell me their first name. If they want to say what part of the world they live in, that would be great.
Okay.
And if they have something specific that they want to ask about, I can also tune in and see if I get anything for them as part of that work. Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Just to remind folks, the call-in number is 917-889-7806, and press 1 to speak with Ifolade, and she will provide a message. So the first number that I have is a 323 area code. Right. Caller, you're live on Mind, Body, and Soul Food.
Hey, Tanya, it's Om. How are you?
How are you? You know I recognize that voice every time. You know that voice just makes my toes curl.
Oh, we have to definitely walk and meet up and all that great thing, the great stuff. Listen, you know, I was on a 718, and I disconnected to make sure I'm on my cell phone to call in so I can have a greater space of communication with all of you. I want to first and foremost say, Tanya, your show is amazing, absolutely amazing. It's without a doubt that I have to take time out to cue in, to receive the messages, to be uplifted, to feel inspired, to be empowered. So I want to thank you for creating a space to divine energy to do that with such amazing people. I just wanted to acknowledge that first and foremost. So thank you.
Oh, bless you. I received that. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. And Ifolade, you know, I sent you a message that I was speaking with you on Facebook. I mean, I was listening. The feeling just came over me. There was this feeling that was so amazing. It was just powerful. And I have to say thank you for being, because the work that you're doing and who you're being in the world is just profoundly necessary, and I'm just excited about it. I live in Brooklyn, so please know I will be at the show on June 7th or and or 6th. If it's 2 days, I might be there both days, but I'm definitely going to be there.
I love that.
I mean, just in everything you're saying and being, it is. I have to look up to you, and you know, I say that with such great pride in a lot of ways. And I thank you for being. I thank you for being. You talk about the crown, you know, and I was just speaking with Spirit about the crown, less than 40 minutes than what you said, and a resistance around that because I had gotten into a bit of a dispute with someone, and it was just powerful what came out of that. So, I mean, I'm just calling to acknowledge really use powerful beams right now. And I know Pinkberry is your partner, and I can't miss you out in a space of just acknowledging that. So I want to just be in a space of gratitude and say thank you. And if there is anything that you need to tell me that Spirit is informing you, let me know. I just want to leave it at that. Please do let me know. I don't really specifically have any question. The only thing on my mind is that I don't want to be in New York in no more than 2 years from now. You know, so if there's something that's telling you about that, please let me know. But if anything the Spirit tells you to speak with me about just anything that comes forth, please, I receive.
Ashe, well, the first thing that I heard was that it was not going to be the full 2 years. So your quest, your prayer has already been answered, which is amazing.
which is what? I'm sorry. What did you say? Which is what?
Your prayer has already been answered, which is amazing.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah. There is going to be, but I do see you staying on the East Coast the full 2+ some change years, but it's not going to be where you are right now. There's going to be a shift with that. And also, something about, it's either a biological brother or someone who is like a brother through very strong for you, and the importance of healing that rift with this individual and bringing peace to it. And what, you know, the Yoruba priests have seen this year because of the odus, the wisdom that has fallen when we did the Master Oracle reading in the Ifa tradition. I don't know if both of y'all know, but at the end of every year, we do a Master Oracle reading, and all the seasoned elders come together and pull the letters or the odus, the wisdom that will guide us successfully with as few boo-boos as possible through that coming year. And so one of the things that the Oracle spoke about for 2014 was that there would be a lot of conflict with people that we love, and that we had to hold all those who we really care about close in 2014 so that we, you know, don't lose those relationships. Now, a piece of that is that there is karma being worked out. And I'm speaking of that for the situation with you and this person. If this has not already happened, it is on the brink of happening. But there's karma being worked out. There is things that needed to be spoken that were not spoken, that need to be spoken, truths that need to be told. You understand what I'm saying? Things that need to be asked for. Okay? And so part of the healing process is doing just that, so that these relationships can shape-shift and be reborn. So a piece of that is coming. And so anyway, so what Spirit is saying about you, brother, is you taking the time to do that work with this individual. If it has already happened, you know who I'm talking about. If it has not happened, if it comes up, just, you know what, you know, whatever you need to say, you know, bro, when you did XYZ on April 25th, 2013, you know, whatever truth needs to be spoken so that healing can manifest must be spoken. That's the message that I'm getting for you.
And also
the teeth, taking care of the teeth, very important for you as well.
The what? You said the teeth?
The teeth. Someone can't say about his teeth.
Okay, I'm sorry. Teeth is in T-E-E-T-H. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
Ashe.
Thank you. I receive. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Ashe.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling on.
Bye.
Absolutely.
Right. Until next month?
No, absolutely.
All right. Sounds
absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely, Tanya. Thank you so much.
Take care. All right. All right. So, wow, that was powerful. That was powerful, and I know he'll follow up and let me know. And you know, we have another 323 area code number. All right, this is with the 903 exchange caller. You're live on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Good. How are you? I'm wonderful. This is Kisa. I wanted to say hi to Miss Lafayette.
Ashe.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. I am out here in this beautiful California weather and just enjoying myself at a phenomenal event and doing this work at the level of spirit and, you know, God, higher power is directing us, and it's just incredible. Like, we just got off the stage, Queen, just a few minutes ago, and it was lifted. We turned it up, and it was amazing. Yeah, we had a great show. You know how that is.
Yes. I seen it on the computer. I was like, oh my gosh, she's on. So I had to just get on to say greetings to you, and that I love you. And I wanted to just wish you luck. I wanted to be there today in San Diego, but I couldn't make it, so.
I say, I understand. Mm-hmm. And there will be some future opportunities for that.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yes.
Wonderful. Now, Kifa, would you like to receive a message while you're on the line?
Definitely, no problem.
Do you have anything specific that you come seeking spirit about?
No, not exactly, no.
Okay. So just a general message.
Yes.
For what you are looking for. Okay.
Yes.
The first thing that I heard, which is always, I say, just the rawest and purest message. The first message I got was don't settle. Very strong, don't settle. You know that the banquet is yours. You understand the banquet. Like you can, you know, and you know what you can do when you go to a banquet. You can just pick what you want. And they say that you have those kind of choices before you. And to choose well.
I hear that.
And also, yes, and also they're speaking about the unlimited consciousness and to speak to your crown chakra, that which you are, you know, believing in manifesting, that which you are believing to manifest, to speak that to your crown chakra and to move in that energy like it's already done, like it is already manifested. To just move in that vibration.
Okay.
As that person, as that individual.
I hear that.
And this is medicine that I try to practice often. You know, when that stuff creeps up, you know, that old thing that tells us we can't, we don't know how, what, come on, how, God, what, how am I going to do, you know, that voice.
Right. Right.
To silence it, Spirit is saying silence it by speaking directly to the crown.
Okay.
And through that work, and I know that you know have a deep understanding of this medicine that I'm speaking of,
mm-hmm.
and I can, you know, want to contact me on a one-on-one, I'll be willing to provide you with some specific prayers to the Ori, to the crown. The Ori is a Yoruba word for our crown chakra.
Okay.
That are thousands of years old that still have the medicine moving through them with the vibration of 6,000 years of being present. Ashe. But so my primary to you is really about what the messages that you are unfolding to yourself to explore that. That's what Spirit is saying. Ashe.
Thank you so much.
All right. Ashe.
Ashe, and again,
thank
I
you
love
so
you.
Much for calling.
Okay.
All right. Wow. That was powerful. And, you know, I have to tell you, Ifalade, that oftentimes as we're on this show, and people are receiving messages on the first Sunday shows that, you know, things will come through and they resonate so deeply with me. And I have to say that message resonated so deeply with me as well. So I thank you for being the channel for that message to come through, not just for Kifa, but for myself.
Ashe.
We have another caller, and I recognize this number from the 410 area code. This must be Tori C. Are you there on the line?
Yes. Hello.
Hey there.
Can you hear me really good?
Yeah, we can hear you well.
Okay. Well, I wanted to call in, not just to get my reading, as everyone seems to do. I wanted to actually connect with your guests and to also share that I do have business connections and partners in Nigeria. Also, I am a musician and a reader myself. So there's a lot of points that I feel like we connect on. Also, now coming in for the reading portion of it, I wanted to know, I don't want to be like the quote-unquote average caller that says, hey, what do you see in my future? But based off of some things that I've been currently going through, I feel like I've been kind of like put against a lot of things, projects that I have going on. I have so many different projects going on. I feel like, where do you see me going in any of the projects, as far as music, as far as business, as far as all of them? Where do you see me going in that direction? Is there one particular road that I should take, or should I just open myself to do all at once?
Hold on, just
no problem.
Blessings. Tell me your name again, sis.
My name is Tori.
Tori. And
yes.
What part of the world are you in?
I am in Maryland.
Maryland, okay. Let me just tune into your vibration. What I'm getting and what I'm zeroing in on, and I heard the question, I want to give you what spirit is giving me. And what I got immediately was that the block is not external, meaning it's not that the opportunities aren't out there for you. It's not that the resources and the connections and the knowledge and the ability, it's not that that's not where it needs to be. But what I'm getting is that there is an internal block, an internal block to the good, and it's more than like a thinking type of thing. It's more than just like, I need to change my thinking. It is more of a cleansing, a need for cleansing of spiritual debris. A cleansing of spiritual debris. Belief systems, old hurt, disappointment, betrayal, relationships that need to be cleansed out of the spiritual body that not serve one anymore. And that energy is taking up the space of where the good wants to flow to.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, the good wants to flow, but that space where Ache, where blessings is, you know, comes to, is taken up by that old stuff. So, for example, like I'm in the process of doing a rebirth, a rebirthing of my own energy. And so I just finished releasing a bunch of old things so that I can manifest the good that my elders and all the readings and everything is telling me is right there. And the more that I release that space, the more it's almost like the room gets bigger as I release things from it. So they're saying,
now,
like, clear your spiritual room.
I can totally agree.
Your spiritual room. Yes. And
so
then,
do you think,
and then the other spirit will flow. Yes?
No, I'm sorry. What I was going to ask is that as far as the clearing is concerned, is it more of just a spiritual, or is it just, or does it tether on also diet, way of living?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. That is a piece of it because, you know, we know that's symbolic of the other.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Right? What we're carrying.
Uh-huh.
What we're carrying. Ashe.
Well, I totally appreciate your time, and thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank
and there's
much.
Also a truth. There's one more message for you.
Okay.
There's a truth that needs to be spoken to a biological parent, even if they've already crossed over. There is a truth that needs to be spoken to a biological parent.
Mm.
So,
okay.
You know, if they're living, you can speak it to them directly. If they're not living, you can write them a letter and put it in the bowl and wash it and cleanse it, you know?
Well, I honestly, and because this is something that has come up recently, I believe it may be more biological.
Sure.
And I've been kind of hinting around and taking my time because I don't like to necessarily go in and offend anyone, you know. So I've kind of just been kind of, I open up the gate just a little bit. And then I'll go in a little bit more and I'll open up the gate. You know, I don't want to overwhelm anyone's emotion because I know with my biological parents, they've gone through a lot. They've gone through a lot. So I'm not, I don't want to be the, I don't know how to put it. I don't want to overwhelm them. So I speak my truth, and then I kind of like come out and allow them to say what they want to say, and then we go a little bit further, and then, you know, it's constantly a back and forth, kind of like you go in, you come out, you go in, you come out. Totally can understand your reading, and I appreciate it.
Ashe, yeah. And just sit with, of course, you know, in discernment. The best way to bring that, but it is part of the space that is occupied. Ashe.
Thank you, Tori.
Thank you.
All right. Wow. So I just want to remind folks that folks are receiving some powerful messages from Ifalade, and the call-in number is 917-889-7806 if you would like a message. Now, I know that we talked about at one point hearing some of your poetry. I didn't know if your laptop had arrived yet and if you had had a chance to pull up your piece. Or no?
Hold on. Let's see if I got. I think we were trying to see if the laptop had power.
Well, that's what happens when you're out in the air and, you know, you're at these events and you don't always, you know, when you're out there for hours, you don't always think about powering up the electronic equipment.
Yes.
Because it's kind of the last thing on your mind, the electronics, because you're out in nature.
Yes. Hold on. I'm going to see if I have anything actually here on my phone, because I usually have something that I'm traveling with.
Mm-hmm.
That I can share. So let's see what I have here with me. I changed phone. Let's see. All right. Oh, boy.
Among others. Yeah.
I think it may not be with me.
And if not, that's okay. It will just prompt people to look you up and to find out more of your writings and to check out your books.
Oh, no, we're not going to let them off that easy. Hold on, I'm going to get some.
Okay.
I have online, so I can pull up something online, which I am going to do right now.
Okay.
Hold on here.
Now, as you're pulling that up, I just want to remind my listeners that we are also on the second Sunday, and next week we will be interviewing a wonderful, well, actually another California resident. She's an author, actress, and spiritual teacher, Kawana Halsey. And, you know, our second Sunday show in May is our Mother's Day show, and we always have a special feature for mothers. And so she'll be discussing her wonderful book, All I Needed to Know I Learned from My Six-Month-Old. And so I really look forward to hearing her. I've been getting started on the book so I can be prepared. So we invite you all to call in. Well, to listen in and call in with questions, that's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that's Kawana Halsey. All right, we're
okay,
back with Ifolade.
Yeah.
How are you doing there?
I am doing good, and I actually have something up.
Awesome.
That I love to share, yes, and this piece is... I wrote this piece literally while I was on the mat going through initiation to become a priestess. And so it is actually 14 years old, and it's one of the, like, transformative pieces that I wrote. It's called Poetic Initiation.
Mm.
And so I'd like to share that with your listeners.
All right.
All right, Poetic Initiation. We must become vulnerable enough to heal each other, to blow sage on our collective bruises, pull the splinter of genetic memories from our soul, to rinse the Holocaust off our breath, let a new we unfold. Initiation was me, like a root being sucked into the equator, stripped of all unspiritual thoughts, resurrected from a mental slave ship, birthed by invisible midwives with hands clapping the heat of Mars, true purpose combed through my hair with a shark tooth comb, fate siphoned from rivers and odus, the day I said I do to African gods. I was reduced to liquid in a kente cocoon, rode bareback on a wild zebra, unsure of even the moon, prayed to mirrors in a windowless temple, swallowed the ugliest reflections of myself and spit me out whole. I started doing drum calls in my sleep, went fishing without a pole and got full, coughed up my last name, unwove my history from the colors in their swastika. I remembered. I got basket weavers I shake flowing through my fingertips, crawfish and gumbo steaming in my belly, know how to make spiritual soup from the fiber of my dreams, medicine from plants with no name. Who, me? I make love to a charming djembe through syncopated tones, invoke fire between thighs. I have symphonies running up and down my spine. My opening is mellow and sweet like key lime flesh with mango topping. I am ripe as newly picked cherries off spiritual vine. I say.
I say. Oh, wow. That was amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Wow. Okay. Oh. I saw you perform last when was it? In September? At it was the at the retreat at Blue Retreat. And so it's wonderful to hear your voice as you actually invoke spirit and just engage in the poetic cadence. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
I know that you are due to be on stage again soon to do something. So we had to capture you within a window. I didn't know if Pink Dewberries was able to join us or not before we finished up here.
Okay, hold on. Let's see.
A lot of different moving parts this evening or this afternoon for you since you're on West Coast time.
Yes, yes, yes. I just sent her a text.
All right.
Hold on one moment.
Okay.
I just got word that Pink Dewberry's phone has bit the dust, and so she's going to get on. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my goodness.
And that is it was perfectly okay. Oh, my gosh. You got to love it. You just can't make this up. So that's perfectly okay.
You have to have her time soon.
Yes, that would be great. Now, you know, it's so funny because I don't often get a chance to receive on my own show. And so I am going to take this opportunity while I have you on the line to ask for any messages that come through for me.
Before you could even speak it, what I heard immediately was that the next phase is TV of your show. The next phase is TV. That's already waiting for you. It's already present. And
okay.
I also want to gift you with a half an hour session because this is just not going to cut it. And so when you're ready, you call me and we will set that up.
I can do that.
Ashe, and blessings.
Thank you.
And I apologize up front for having to run. My manager just came to get me and said I have to come back now, but I am sending love and light to everyone with the Mind, Body, and Soul Food Show. And I'm looking forward to seeing this on television very, very soon in spirit time.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so, so much. Take care and enjoy the rest of the Manifestival.
Thank you. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. All right. So that was the amazing Ifalade Tashia Asante who was on the line with us. And so I'd love to just thank her and thank our callers. Thank Dee Pepper Massey who called in to tell us about the Music as Medicine tour, as well as the callers who received a message and wanted to give well wishes. That's always appreciated. Once again, I'll remind you that we will be back next Sunday. That will be at 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we will have Kawana Halsey, the author of All I Needed to Know, I Learned from My Six-Month-Old, as our Mother's Day special guest. So once again, please check me out, mindbodyandspiritworks.com. And before we go, I would like to leave you with some leftovers because we have definitely been fed, as Ifalade shared some about her music. She shared messages and so much more. For leftovers, I'll leave you with some mind, body, and soul food to go from Anton Saint Martin. And it pertains to what we receive here on First Sundays. And it says, a psychic reading is not just about career opportunities, good fortune, or meeting tall, dark strangers. It is a sacred portal to manifesting your true destiny. And I leave that for you to chew on until we next dine again at the Mind, Body, and Soul Food Table. And we will have Gay Adegbolola take us out.
One, two, here I go. Well, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Yeah, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Well, you can feed my body, but you really gotta feed my head. You know I'm hungry like a dog, like a New York City rat, a school of piranhas, or a Venus flytrap. Takes a lot to satisfy me. I'll eat your whole menu, but don't you dare forget, you got to feed my head too. I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Oh, give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. I'm a hungry woman.